Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America. Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Zero UIM, Golf Whiskey Zero, Uniform India Mike, listening through for any call.
Well, good evening. This is WB3GXW. The name is John, and good to hear from you. And you're welcome to stick around for a net that's going to start at 8 p.m. That's about 8 minutes. It'll be on this repeater, but it'll also be on the WASH underscore DC conference server. It'll be an ARRL section net for the state of Maryland and for the District of Columbia. And we'd love to have you join us. Over.
Okay, fine, John. Good to hear you. Yeah, I'll stand by on your link because I know I'm linked through you. You've got the Washington, D.C. conference link connected, so I was just doing my rounds and seeing if I could get anybody come back to me. Wasn't sure who was allowing international stations to come through, be honest, John. I kind of get a lot of disconnects. And I swear it's when I'm halfway through and it says goodbye and then it won't let me come back, access denied. I think I get the idea. So, yeah. Okay, John, I'll stand by if you don't mind and be interested, even if it's only for listening purposes. WB3GXW from Golf Whiskey Zero, Uniform India Mike, and name Tony, as you gathered. QTH is near Angel Bay on the North Wales coast. The actual town is Llandudno, but to be honest, I don't say because it just sounds too much like London, England. So Angel Bay, the home, the country is the home of the Red Dragon. Back to you, John. WB3GXW from Golf Whiskey Zero, UIM.
Okay, Tony. Very good. Very good. So feel free to connect up to the Wash DC conference server. I see one of our stations. Yeah, the conference server is still up. So, you might want to switch over to Wash DC so the net control station will recognize you. Over.
Okay. I'll look for that on the list by the Echolink system. So I'll do that now, John. And connect, and I'll just stand by there, obviously, for the net to start. As you say, at 8 p.m. or 1 a.m. here local. So, okay, John, I'll switch you now to Washington conference. GW0UM, clear this one.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I put the node number down as well. 73s, and thank you very much for checking in. You're welcome here anytime on any of the nodes that we have. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, John, I'm having a struggle to find it. I just got the entire list of through, but I'm not finding it on the list. So could you be so kind as tell me that node number? There's nothing coming through up on my screen on the link page. Over.
Node number 6154. Over.
It's appreciated, John. I'll type that in right now, and I will link up to you soon. 73 for now.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Let's see, KC3GGS, why don't you connect over to the conference server, Washington underscore DC, it's node 6154, KB3JQQ.
Your news starts now.
Chicago. Former police officer Jason Van Dyke was sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison for the 2014 shooting of Laquan McDonald.
That's Jim Vago with the incident back in 2014 shows McDonald walking down the street before Van Dyke shot him some 16 times. A jury found Van Dyke guilty of second-degree murder and 16 counts of assault. The judge heard testimony from both the McDonald and Van Dyke families before coming to that decision. The guilty verdict marked the first time in more than 15 years that a Chicago police officer had been convicted of murder for an on-duty incident.
And breaking out of Fairfax County tonight, westbound...
WB3GXW. KB3MXM, WB3GXW. I don't see him in the list again, AB3JQQ.
Yeah. Did you copy, Scott? Over.
All I heard was that.
Okay. I just sent him a connection request, and it was refused. Over.
I've offered him a few times to come over and do the net from here. All right, KB3JQQ, standing by. There he is. Go ahead, Marty. Take it away.
Okay, WB3GXW here. For those that do not have texting, net control for the net, KB3MXM, indicating he has mic issues. So once he gets the hammer working, he should be here with audio. We'll stand by for him. Marty, you want Jim Cross, WI3N, to get the show going, over? WI3N, you want to go ahead and start the net? He's got technical issues, over.
Okay, John, thank you very much. And so tonight I set my laptop up so I could eat dinner while I'm doing the net. Wouldn't you know? Anyway, good evening and everybody, and welcome to the Maryland DC monthly third Friday net. This is a place where we have been going for a number of years on John's servers there, and we thank John very much for that. It's a place where we can get together throughout the Maryland DC section and let people know what's going on in your neck of the woods. So I wasn't quite ready for this, but let's go ahead and get started. I don't have a whole lot of information at this point because hopefully everybody has received the Maryland DC section newsletter. So a lot of stuff is in there. We do have the Odenton Hamfest coming up on Sunday the 27th, and that's at the fire department. So that's the first one of the year. And also, like to mention, I just did, on a sad note, see that Russ Sly's wife, Doris, has passed away. So I mentioned that. Let's go now to KC3KZF, Bill. Good evening, and what do you have for the net tonight?
No, nothing. Just listening in. To say 73 to all, and be careful out there. It's going to be kind of rough this weekend.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let me just go back to you, Bill, and to see where are you located in MDC. And I'd also mention that technically, when you kick it back to net, I would recommend that you give your call sign so that we follow all the rules, the 10-minute rules. So, Bill, where are you located? Go ahead.
I'm this is KC3KZF. I'm in Bel Air, Maryland.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for checking in here tonight. And, yeah, we will be careful, believe me. Let's go to GW0UIM. Tony, good evening, and where are you located?
Hello, good evening to you, Jim. This is George Washington, 0UIM, returning to you. Very good evening to everybody else. Good morning, Sandra Landidno, also Nia Angel coming through pretty well. And just also like to say take care, because I know the weather is not so good, and we're getting cold spells over here, and some snowfall is falling in some parts of the country, but we're okay right now. So, but very good evening to you. Back it comes to you, Jim, from GW0 Uniform India Mike, and as I name is Tony. Back to you.
Okay, Tony. Well, great to have you on board, and drop by anytime. We're, like I say, this is the third Friday of the month, every month, and fantastic. Well, I see W3YVQ, Al, our section traffic manager, is on board, so Al, I'm going to turn it over to you for any comments. This is WI3N. Go ahead.
I hope that's enough time for a reset. Good evening, Jim, and everyone else on the net. Just off third region. Got to keep the traffic moving. While we're still alive. And it might be an interesting weekend, so I wish everyone a safe passage through whatever this weather system is going to bring us. Be careful. Drive safely. Survive. W3YVQ.
Okay, Al. Thank you very much. Let's go to the I repeater, and let's see who's on there. So give me, Mike, are you there? We'll start with you and see who else is there. Go ahead, just WI3M.
Good evening, Jim. We have several things going on in our area here. We had EOC and Web EOC training here last week, and the county includes us in that, which we're very thankful for. And they're also going to do a Saturday one for us when we get out in March for the members who cannot attend during the week, which I thought was just extremely nice of them to do just for us. We're on standby for activation Sunday and Monday, depending on what the weather looks like. And the last item I wanted to mention is that we have VE testing coming up next week. One will be on our usual fourth Tuesday next week at the Electronics Museum, but we'll also have it at the Hamfest in Odenton. Okay, Jim, at this point I'm going to ask anybody else who is standing by in the coverage area of the 442 Joint Repeater in Annapolis who wishes to check in. Please call now. This is KA2JAI.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
KB3KWT.
K3RSJ.
WA3TOY.
Thank you, Mike, for that information. That's very good that they're, the Web EOC, one of the things I've always wanted to do, and haven't managed to do it yet, is using a amateur television to be able to put that on Web EOC and get it out to the various counties as we need it, but very good on the training. So I've got WJ3K, KB3, KWT, K3RSJ, and WA3TOY. Is there anyone else on the repeater? Please call now. All right, hearing none, let's go to WJ3K. Good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Good evening, all WJ3K here. KA2JAI covered everything I would have said. We have an Aries meeting tomorrow. We're on standby for a winter storm, but it doesn't look like that's going to be big deal, but getting five members up on this repeater for the net, I think, is a good thing. Back to net, WJ3K.
Yes, it is a very good thing. That's excellent. Thank you very much, and it sounds good. Let's go to KB3, KWT. Paul, good evening. Anything for the net tonight?
KA2JAI covered everything. This is KB3, KWT.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Let's go to K3RSJ. Good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Good evening, everybody. Handle here is Bob, and QGH is Arnold, not far from Anne Arundel Community College. This is my first time on. I'm both on the repeater and on the web. And other than that, I had plenty of time to get all this hooked up since I'm laid off from the government, so that's my big storm. So I'll pass it back to Net, K3RSJ.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Sounds good, and glad to have you on board, and look forward to seeing you in the future here. WA3TOY, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Well, let's see here. We're keeping our fingers crossed that we don't have to activate Skywarn over the weekend. So far, I have not received any messages from the National Weather Service indicating that we're going to need to do so. But I do know that, as Mike and some others stated, that the Aries Races group is on standby for our county in case things go south. And I hope Mike received my reply to the email you sent me earlier regarding the possible weather situation. With that, back to net, WA3TOY.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see here. I got the note that KC3GGS is on the WB3GXW repeater. So let's see. There's the repeater. Let's go to the WB3GXW repeater and see who else is on there. Well, let's go ahead and start with, I don't have my glasses on. Okay. KC3GGS on the WB3GXW repeater. Go ahead.
Jim, he's apparently disconnected.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, my wife just gave me my glasses, so I just saw that in the chat box. Okay. All right. Very good. Is there anyone else on the WB3GXW repeater? Please call now.
WB3Kilo Alpha Sierra.
Wow. There's a blast from the past. There's Jim, WB3KAS, he is our section emergency coordinator and also the emergency coordinator for Prince George's County. Good evening, Jim, and what do you have for us tonight? Go ahead. This is WI3N.
Pick up John, GXW. I think you wanted to make a comment. Over.
All righty. WB3GXW. John, please go ahead.
Okay, good evening. Jim, you didn't have to do that, but I'll go forward. Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. A couple of gentle reminders. The Wash DC conference server is available for any, with regards to any weather event. Also, WB3GXW-L can be used for the same purpose. So do not hesitate to utilize services of those two links. And I can always disconnect the repeater from the conference server so there's no additional activity unless it's needed. So do not hesitate to use those servers. Now, the next thing, which is not good news, is that, as you know, there's a little bit of a government shutdown going on. I'm stuck here at the house with my wife, who's been furloughed. She's also an amateur, but that notwithstanding, the FCC is QRT. So all the test sessions, like ours tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we will not be able to upload that session until the FCC goes on the air, or QRZ, I guess I could say that. But we'll keep it short. Upgrades will be no big deal because they'll get their certificate of successful completion. New applicants are going to have to wait. Individuals whose licenses are about to expire, hopefully it doesn't go that long, I don't have an answer for them. Don't know what's going to happen there. It's going to be I suspect that the license expired, you're expired, and you can't operate. But hopefully not too many folks waited to the last minute to renew, particularly with a 90-day window. That's all I got, Jim. Bulletins tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. WB3GXW out.
All right. Thank you very much, John. And just to follow up on that, as you mentioned, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be doing their test sessions tomorrow at 384 Main Street at the Woman's Club of Laurel. And also after the test sessions, usually around 11 o'clock or so, they have a mentoring session. So if anyone has, whether you take a test or just have some questions and curiosity about things, you can show up there and they'll have a little mentoring session and try to answer questions and that sort of thing. So that's a great thing. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go back to Jim, our section emergency coordinator, WB3KAS. Good evening. Go ahead.
Okay, WI3N, thank you very much. WB3K, very much for your service you provide to the session. Very much appreciated by all, I'm sure. A quick update, January 5, we had a wind link class I conducted up at Frederick, Maryland. Frederick Amateur Radio Club provided the venue for it, and we had a introductory session for a couple of hours, and then we did turn up, everybody got to
one link account to, we have 11 more that can provide support to the AIDS community. The next one's going to be February 19, Washington County, but that's just going to be at the week meeting. Back up a second. The federal class, the women class, normally held on Saturday. The February 19th, Washington County will be in the week. It'll be just a introduction to one link, how you can use it, how it benefits the program. Be mindful of the weather for the next couple of days. Everybody stay safe and stay off the roads as best as possible. Very good evening to everyone. This is WBC-KAS.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jim, for that. And I'll also mention that on January 3rd, there was in Prince George's County, we held a exercise for the hospitals at the county, had a good turnout and lots of activity. So that was very good. Thanks to Wanda, KA3AHI, who is our assistant section manager for hospitals and health departments, for pulling all of that together. It was fantastic. Let's go to KB3JQQ. Scott, good evening, and I see you put something there on the chat box. You might want to expand on that. Go ahead.
All right, good evening, Jim, and everyone on the net. I was just saying that I have a pretty good internet connection here, and the computer does nothing except run my EchoLink node when I have it hooked up, and it could probably handle 10 to 15 users without any problem. It's not the fastest computer, and it's running Windows. Had it been running, let's say, Linux or something, wouldn't even sweat for 30 users. It'd probably handle that. Anyway, nothing else here. I'm not particularly looking forward to the stuff that we're supposed to be predicted for, but it is what it is. It's winter. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much for that. And I see down here that Marty, KB3MXN, our section manager, is back. So, Marty, good evening. And if you'd like to take it, have at it. This is WI3N. Over to you. KB3MXM, hello. That doesn't work. I think we doubled. Marty, go ahead and try again.
All right, good evening. How's my audio, Jim?
You're perfectly readable. Go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. Having some difficulty with the microphone side. Had a jury rig here on a headset and come into the USB connection, so it's some latency on my side. Not sure where I'm jumping in here, but it's okay if you just continue here for a bit and then just give me a chance for a few words here.
Okay, so please go ahead. This is WI3N.
All right, thank you. Everyone joining us this evening, my apologies for having some technical difficulties. Here, feeling a little pressured under the contest rules, which is getting on the air. Real quick, the board of directors are meeting in Lincoln. Our Atlantic Division Director is there now, Tom Abernathy, B3POM, and we got it before that meeting started a couple days ago. General interest across the entire section. Pardon me, and across all of ARIES is the registration of ARIES members in the ARIES Connect. So I've seen some emails recently from DO talking about having meetings with your ARIES teams and your clubs and groups and teams to coordinate on how to fill the ARIES Connect survey questionnaire out properly. Break. Also, Mike Corey from the league indicated during our last webinar to the section managers, emergency coordinators, and SECs that there would be an additional tutorial coming out. I'm expecting it to be after the board of directors meeting concludes, so there'll be more directions on moving forward with ARIES Connect. Stand by. Also, I can't see the list, so I'm not sure if Joe, our affiliate coordinator, is online tonight, but just a reminder for anyone who is a member of an amateur radio club or society organization, just make sure that your club executives are indeed having their club information updated on the league website. Very important, both for the club's benefit and for members as well as amateur radio as a whole. If they're looking for you, they're going to want to find you as far as the club goes in New Hams. And John's comments, John Curl's comments about taking the test. Testing continues, applications delayed, or granted delayed, but applications still continue. So if you're an executive or you belong to the group at your amateur radio club to ensure that continues, please do so. Break. Our served agency here, so we get a lot of the emails, Jim Montgomery and I and others, we get emails from our partners at the Maryland Department of Health and Human Services, which is responsible for our shelters, for the statewide shelters. And so for the recent gubernatorial inauguration of Governor Hogan in Annapolis and the upcoming storm, as well as other activities in the shelter area, we are number one on their list. Aries is number one on their list. As you know, if you don't know, that shelters are activated 24 to 48 hours before a before an event occurs, especially when it comes to special activities like in D.C. Or in Baltimore, or election activities or other things like that, and the expectations of any major storms. And then that information is disseminated and passed down through the SEC, DEC, and ECs for our Aries teams. So it would be before there would be any declaration of a disaster break. It's been now a month since we've chatted. A lot of things have happening, as you well know, the government furlough. But that does not affect the operations when it comes to taking care of communities. We've had some requests. Your section staff have been in communications with counties as well as EOCs about participation. I look forward to hearing from all of you here on this net as well as others on participating in Aries activities. I would recommend and encourage you to sign up for Aries. And once you do, then the information for your particular team and your particular area for your particular county or jurisdictions will then be shared with you. And you can be part of that community solution, especially in disasters. Right. And lastly on the list is activities that will be happening here over the next few days. Many of you have, I'm hoping, will take the opportunity to go to Frostfest in our neighboring division, the Roanoke division. We've got the National Electronic Museum is going to be hosting sponsored by the Mid-Atlantic Antique Radio Club. They've got the upcoming event down there. They've got a great showing for the Winterfest. And then we've also got the mobile area on the 7th of the month. We've got Winter Field Day coming up. As I've already mentioned, the Roanoke Division is doing both their division convention as well as the Hamfest down there. And then around the areas, we've got some more Hamfests, but mostly those are all in March. So take a chance to look at the schedule. I sent the section news out the other day, and it's posted on the league website. You can find it there very conveniently. Break. And then lastly, I wanted to mention, Roll said to me, hey, can you advertise the upcoming extra class? I think that's what it is. Is it an extra class or general class? Anyway, there's a class coming up at the National Electronic Museum, 13 weeks. This is to get your next upgrade. I would recommend anyone who hasn't done that yet to do so. The test pool is going to change soon. And so, this is an extra class. Of course, actually starts on the 24th, so you're running out of time to get hold of Roland and let him know that you're interested in participating. You buy the manual. Buy it on your own. It's the 11th edition. And then attend the class. You can't get a better training class anywhere at any time. Roland and his wife does an absolutely excellent job, and there will be nothing left, no rock unturned. You'll be an extra, absolutely. Stand by. And then on more of a local note, in your backyard, if the weather breaks soon enough on Sunday, step outside around midnight. That is, Monday is a holiday for some. If you step out around midnight on Sunday night, on the 20th, you'll see a lunar eclipse. So get a chance to see that. It's also a super moon. So go out there and catch that that evening before it's over. So it's going to be a long time before it comes back again. Okay, Jim, that's all I've got for this evening. Thank you very much. There's a lot of other information in the section news. I encourage all of you to look at it. And if you have any questions, certainly come back to your section staff, and we'll do our best to answer it. Back to you, Jim. WI3N, this is KB3MXM.
All right, Marty, thank you very much for that, as always. Hopefully everything reset. Let's go to the W3ICF repeater that you were on there. Let's see if it's Philip, are you there? WI3N, go ahead.
WI3M, W3ICF. Yeah, Marty's the only one that's over there by, but I would like to check to see if there's anybody that is RF connected in there. This W3ICF, any RF connections on the W3ICF 146730 repeater? Come ahead, please. Jim, don't hear anybody else speaking up out there, so I don't guess there's anybody on the RF side once in. And Marty, that's why you couldn't see the thing when you come in onto the repeater. That wipes out the list, unfortunately. You come in and the thing is down there, so it drops the list. I'm going to try to figure out a way to get around that. So that's about OB County for the 10 to 10, 10 on to 10 on Sunday. Frederick County has been notified that to run their weather net, so I think Rick will be doing that. He'll probably have some more words on it. I think he's down the list, and he'll talk to you direct. W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much for that. This is WI3N Net Control. And speaking of weather, let's go ahead and bring in Tom, W3TDH, with Skywarn to get any updates from him. Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. As you were already told by the Annapolis net coordinator, we're not on the standby yet. We don't expect an alert until the weather is truly imminent, if at all, depending on the needs of the weather service. They either do or do not need particular ground truth, and if they're not having any trouble following the event, they won't even alert us, because this event is rather more slow moving than the stuff they always alert us for. So I don't have anything other than that for you, and I'll turn it back to Matt. That'd be a 3TDH.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for that update. Let's go to KB3QWC. KB3QWC, if you're up, this is WI3N. Go ahead. KB3QWC, KB3QWC, you're next. Go ahead. All right, we'll come back to him. Nothing heard there, so let's go to N3TJO. Tommy, good evening, and what do you have for us tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jim. Hello to everybody on the net. Just checking in tonight, nothing too much going on. I was disappointed to see in the list that the York Ham Fest and the Delmarva Ham Fest are on the same day this year, so they're too far apart to visit both. And that's all I've got. N3TJO, back to you, net control.
All right. Thank you very much, Tommy. Let's go to N3RO. Rick, N3RO, this is WI3N. Go ahead.
Okay, Jim, very good. This is N3RO, Skywarn coordinator for Frederick County, Maryland. And it looks like Frederick County is in the bullseye for a ice storm tomorrow, midday. Don't know if there will be activation. I do host a weekly weather net on the 146.73 repeater, and this echo, the W3ICF-R echo link frequency, every Thursday night at 7:30, and anyone is welcome to check in. If you can't hit the repeater, come on in through EchoLink. We discuss weather topics and local weather, and pass along information from the National Weather Service. I did read the ice bulletin that was issued tonight for our county on the local repeater. We'll wait till tomorrow and see what happens. It doesn't look like the ice prediction goes below Frederick County, so I think it's just a rain event south of us. But we are in the one-quarter inch of freezing rain and ice accumulation tomorrow during the day. So watch those wire antennas for sure. Not sure we'll have a Skywarn net, but might bring up an informal weather net. Just keep an eye on things and see how people are doing around the county. Other than that, sounds good, and back to net control. This is N3RO. Over.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for that. Interesting. Thursday, 7:30. Good. Maybe we'll get some check-ins there. Very good. Let's go to K3PG. K3PG, Paul, are you there? And what do you have for us tonight? Go ahead.
Roger, this is K3PG, Paul, in Centerville, Marion County, where we have an active races group. We don't do Aries in Queen Anne County, but we have an active races group. And I also see my buddy Ray on here, and he's starting some VE stuff, so I'll let him talk about that. Other than that, Happy New Year. Everybody be safe, and thanks for working on the section, the various section officers. Thanks. Back to net, K3PG, over.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. And let's go to N3HF repeater, N3HF repeater. Anyone there? Please call now. This W. Okay, nothing heard there. I see Tom wonders on the chat box, do you foresee any likelihood of an Aries mutual assistance dispatch if the storm gets nasty? Well, that's possible. If they're going to be opening shelters and that sort of thing, that's usually when we get called in. So, yeah, let's hope it doesn't. I'm heading out of town on Sunday, going to Wilmington, Delaware to work on hurricane houses for a week. So too nasty. Let's see, is there any now? I've gone through my list of what I've seen. Is there anyone else who we've missed? If so, please give us your call sign and then we'll get you. Go ahead.
Kilo 3, Romeo, Romeo, Papa.
Okay, we have Kilo 3, Romeo, Romeo, Papa. Anyone else would like to, that we've missed, please call now.
MXM.
Okay, got you, Marty. Anyone else? All right, let's go to K3RRP. Go ahead. This WI3N net control. K3RRP, you're no audio. K3RRP, I'm not getting any audio from you. Try one more time, please. Over. Okay, fine business. We will move on. All right, let's go to Marty, KB3MXM. Marty, go ahead.
All right, thank you. PDH, thanks for that question, and I'll answer your question. I'll add some more information to it. So the question was asked, do you believe there'll be any mutual aid needs? Not directly, and not probably immediately, unless there is other immediate disaster needs that a particular area or jurisdiction cannot handle. And thank you, Jim, for your comment on the shelters. Shelters are based on state resources, so The shelters in the state of Maryland are handled by Maryland, and the shelters elsewhere by their responsible organizations. So what I would expect is if there's major congestions, power outages, hospitals that require communications or other things like that, like your EOCs, all redundancy systems in place, my suggestion would be to contact your EC and ask your EC if there's any help needed. If ARESMAT was going to be activated in this area, it would be coordinated through both your your SEC and through your section manager, and that coordination would certainly start with a request from a local jurisdiction or adjacent section or adjacent division that would be asking for that. So not directly, but it doesn't say that you can't ask your ARES team members to be prepared ahead of time. Break. And that goes with all of us as amateur radio operators. We are the voice of amateur radio, so that means that we are the eyes and the ears of situational awareness in your communities. And so during storms like this and that of Ellicott City and the fires in California, disasters that have hit other areas like hurricanes or flooding in our areas or other summer storms, we are the situational awareness for the community. So my suggestion would be check into your local repeater, make sure your equipment's working, and then just listen. And if you're needed, someone will definitely get hold of you. One more thing, stand by. If you're an ARES team member, you should be aware of the fact that your EC is reporting your activities. Those are published in the Section News Monthly, and a report is sent to the ARL headquarters on our... If you check the Section News and you don't find your particular area of ARES listed, in other words, the county or area that you represent as an ARES member, and it does not show up in the section report, the section news, get hold of Jim or Marty and let us know that your activities are not being reported. If your EC is not reporting your activities, we'd like to know about that. All of this hard work that we're doing, I don't want it to not go unnoticed, so please do so. That's all I've got, Jim. Oh, and the VHF contest is this weekend, too. So for everybody from tech all the way to extra, let's burn up the airwaves. Back to you, Jim, KB3MXM.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Marty. That's a good explanation. I know that in Prince George's County, a year, maybe two ago, we had invited people from the surrounding counties to come in and go to the various hospitals and they could learn how the setup is done and how it all worked. Because typically with ARESMAT, one of the things that happens is if the emergency is in your backyard, you're going to take care of your family and your property and all of that stuff before you go out and play radio. So in that case, we need to bring people in from the outside to man the hospitals, the shelters, etc. And that's why we need to practice this sort of thing, regularly. It has to be like breathing. So that's kind of how it works. And Marty's right spot on with that. And the other thing is we would say, too, is in the section news, we encourage all of the ECs to please write a report and put it in there so people can see what you're doing. It can help attract members, additional members for the team. So that's critical. Let me take a quick break and see if there's anyone that has any other comments they'd like to make. Give me your call sign, please. This is WI3N Net Control.
No, it's 3YVQ. We'll throw a hand grenade on the table if you like.
Al, good evening. Okay, bombs away. Go ahead. This is WI3N.
I deal with talk each month
here on the conference and on other media about responding to local events by the ARES group in individual counties, et cetera, et cetera. However, there's not so much discussion about what to do when you get there with regard to communications. And although tactical comms can be handled on the local 2-meter and 450 repeaters and some of the digital modes, et cetera, one of the tenets of NIMS ICS is that the interoffice memos, the ICS 213s, et cetera, be used for official record traffic. So two questions come to mind. Number one is, how do you handle traffic in ICS format between counties when you're activated? And how do you do that when you have to pass them through third parties? For example, in county, you can dictate the contents of an ICS 213 message to someone on the other end with a blank form in front of it, and you can copy it down, and provided, of course, you use standard NTS voicing protocols for transmitting the content to reduce significant errors. But on the other hand, if you have to pass it off to someone to move it elsewhere in the section, how are you going to be doing that? On our section-wide nets, like MEPN, we have DTS representatives and WL2K representatives. And if all of our jurisdictions had WL2K target stations who check Winlink daily, we can push traffic and alerting to all those counties anytime you like, which is helpful to the SEC and the ECs and RACES officers and the section net managers as well. We certainly would love to entertain more representatives from the counties on our section net, MEPN daily, which is now meeting at 5 p.m. break. But if you come jumping on MEPN or any other wide area 2-meter repeater with a handful of ICS 213 content, how are you going to transmit it? And I think it would be very fruitful if we start addressing the question of what we're going to do after we get there with regard to being compliant with NIMS ICS communication requirements and get ICS form content transmitted between counties as well as within counties. And not only across the entire section, but anywhere in the United States, per those conditions, and to address how we can update who the stations are in our counties who are capable of doing those sorts of things, and make sure that everyone in this section knows who those people are and can contact them on any day necessary and commence business. 7-3-0, hey, good luck with the storm this weekend. W3YVQ.
Thank you very much for that, Al. That is very important for people to know. And I think I see in the future maybe some Winlink 2K practice with the section traffic net and local counties. So I know Jim Montgomery has been working hard trying to get people up and working. As he said earlier, he's doing some courses. He did Frederick County. He'll be doing Hagerstown soon. The more people we can get going, the better. The more nodes we can get, learning to use it, to digipete in case the internet is down. I know in a number of the exercises we've done, we've not only digipeted, we've sent it to Winmore nodes so that they can put it out and get internet somewhere else in the country and drop it in. There's lots of stuff to practice and do and learn. So I think maybe in the future with Jim Montgomery and Wanda and all that, we might be looking at doing a few of these exercises and maybe build up our practice and knowledge so that we can handle these things. So thank you very much for that. And I hope if you all are not doing Winlink, you should go to winlink.org, I believe. You can download the software. We'll go to one of the classes that Jim Montgomery is putting out. So anyway, thank you very much for that. Let me just take a quick check to see if anybody has anything else before we close down. This is WI3N Net Control.
WB3KAS.
Oh, WV3KAS is still awake. Good, Jim. Welcome. Please go ahead. This is WI3S.
WI3 on the net. Yes, WV3KAS. I just want to say thank you for putting the plug in for Winland, but I want to just make one comment to let everybody know. When we talk about Aries Mass, probably the second most important document is the 205. ICS 205 with just all your repeaters, Simplex, relays, all those things that we try to gather from the various Aries counties. And the sad note is, this is the fourth request over the last maybe 10 years. Jim, you remember we did it under your watch. It didn't really come out too good. We put the note out. This year, we got 6 returns. And it's a sad note to let other people know when they're going to come to this county, we need to give them a 205 to let them know what to listen for, where the resource nets are located, where are the directions, and those kinds of things. So this is my opportunity for those who are with the Aries program on frequency. Let me take a break. Go ask your EC if they have a 205. And if they do, if they don't, maybe you can work with them to put one together and get them to us, and we'll get them in the catalog. 6 is not enough when we have 18 ECs in the section. Sorry for that, but that's where we are. Rock the net, WBCKAS. Great net tonight.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Jim, and that is absolutely critical. Those IC 205s need to be available to each of the counties, and we're working at, well, we will be working at trying to get all of the 7 sections in the Atlantic Division to start producing the ICS 205s. So that in case we do have to go, for instance, across the county line or the state line into eastern or western Pennsylvania, or they've got to come to us, we should have those 205s available to people to download. And when they get to that county, they can look at the 205 and, set the radio for the frequencies, give a call, that sort of thing. This is all critical stuff that is very difficult to get people to do. So thank you, Jim, for bringing that up, and let's make that a goal to work on this year to get all of our counties to have a 205 so that it's available to everybody. Well, that was the last the last request that we had, so I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Thank you all very much for checking in and being with us this Friday, and we'll look for everybody next month on the third Friday of the month at 8 p.m. right back here on either one of these, either one of the repeaters that's checked in, or on the servers that John provides. And John, thank you very much for providing the servers for this. This is WI3N, and we'll close the net. 7-3 all, and have a great week. This is WI3N, and I'll be clear.
WI3N, KB3MXM, thank you very much, Jim, for taking the net this evening. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Always a bug somewhere in the system. And by the way, I talked to Tom, and Tom would like me to invite you, now that I have you here, Tom would like to have me invite you to our AriesMAT meetings that we're currently having via Zoom video conferencing. Ken Reed is running that, and you'll be getting an email from him inviting you to participate. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for that. Yep, let me know. We'll be happy to jump in there. Thank you. This is WI3N. Back to you, Marty.
All right. Thank you, Jim, and everybody. Thank you for joining for the section EchoLinkNet. Please send your information and contact information or event operations, activities, special club events, training, presenters. You know, it can be a pretty much it can be just anything in, as far as radio goes, and especially amateur radio, to your section staff, your section manager so that we can get it published in the section news. 7-3 to all. Have a good night. KAB3MXM Cliff.
Hey, Marty. W3ICF.
Hey, Phil. It's Marty. KAB3MXM. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way that I can get one of these two connections here to let you come in and still see the list and not wipe it out. And I talked to my son. We're going to do some research, and I'm trying to figure out a way so that when you have to alt route and come through here, that we can get away that the keep the list, the connection list, up and valid. And I don't know if I'll be able to do it. I know that JQQ said that the list drops on folks using 2.0.98. And I sent a little note there to him saying, what ones does it not drop on? Because the information I had says 2.0.98 was the last one to come out with. So I was hoping maybe he could tell me what version to go to that it wouldn't do that. But if it can't, I'm going to try to do it another way, either through a set up a port that you can come in and come into the computer, and then that wouldn't look like a connection over in there. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way, Marty.
Hey, Phil, the only way I've managed to do that is to not allow any other connections on my Dash L. That way I have a complete list. KB3JQQ. It does it on the iPhone, does it on the Android. It's just the way the program is. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that works there, Phil, to be honest with you. And, you know, fortunate enough, I was able to jump on here. I had the same problem. I couldn't connect to GXW after I disconnected and rebooted. And then I couldn't get to even JQQ. I'm not sure. Maybe I've got some connection problems on my side. Listen, guys, I've got to run. And thanks a lot, Phil, for that insight on that. We'll see what happens in the future. 7-3s to all. KB3MXM Cliff. Out.
We're working on it. That's all I can tell you. And I'm going to try to get it through one of my other paths that I have up to that repeater. And we'll see what we can do. But I know that I go to the repeater a lot of times to shut it down, to monitor it, to knock somebody off. I'm just trying to figure out a way I can get you, just you, a path in there so that you can still monitor what's happening. Okay, take care. W3ICF clear.
Yeah, Phil, that's one of the things that people have been complaining about for a while, that it knocks off the list when your local machine goes into conference mode. So people have been noting it on the Echolink Yahoo node, and I know that K1RFD actually reads the mail there, so he's been seeing them. I've noted a couple of bugs myself. So hopefully whatever version comes out, and I'm pretty sure he's working on something, we just have to be patient. Hopefully he'll do away with the ports and all. But it's going to be a complete revamp, I think, if anything. So we'll see what happens. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, what's the name there? I didn't get the name JQQ, but I do appreciate the heads up. I know it's been a problem because I've tried to figure it out before, but I'm trying a different approach now. I use the connection up to the repeater there, a team viewer. I've used others. I go up with a team viewer, and it's sort of a non-intrusive way of getting in, but how the audio works on that. I know I can turn it on using team viewer over here and listen. I just haven't tried talking. But the way I run my nets up here, when I go on, I take the house computer and I blindside it so nobody can connect into it and cause me to lose that. Otherwise, I wouldn't know who was on my net up at the repeater site. But tonight I was watching the repeater site with a team viewer, and I could see that the minute you came in, it dropped the list over there. But I'm trying to figure out a way. A long time ago, they had a port you could set up. And I don't know if that'll work or if I'll have to do something like this team viewer. And because I just want to set it up there for Marty so that if he has to abort and come through me, he said he couldn't get back into the conference server, that he would have a list to work from. But we'll see what we can do. We're trying, that's all I can say, and I hope they're trying, because that is a that's a problem for net operations, that you lose your list. And we do on our daytime net, because we have people coming in RF-wise which don't show up on the list. They come in RF-wise, and so therefore they're not really showing up on the list, so they don't wipe it out. But I list them down in the text file, and we have EchoLink check-ins coming, and then we have RF check-ins coming. And I just put a little sub-list down there on the bottom in the text file of who's on the RF side, and that way the folks coming in EchoLink know who's out there on the RF side. There used to be a program a long time ago. It was called EchoLink 101 or 102. Do you remember that, W3ICF?
Well, there is an EchoLink help file or PDF I've managed to print somewhere. It's on echolink.org. But I think what you're talking about is the remote feature on the 2.0.98 when you're using I have it on the Dash L. I can access it from my iPhone or my tablet when I'm out walking around. I can see the list, but it doesn't give me all the functions. It allows me to see the list, connect stations, go to listen-only mode, stuff like that. But it doesn't allow me to do the audio. But if anyone connects, I lose the list. And that's just been a feature of EchoLink for a while. And I'm just going to have to deal with it. That's why I'll use my tablet and connect to EchoLink. I had it tonight on the GXW-R link, just to make sure if anyone had connected. Like, I saw that one guy, that GG something station was there. But that's why when I'm doing my link node, I have no connections allowed, no conferencing. Because if anyone connects, I lose the list, and that's just the way it is. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, I've been on Echo since it first started. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but before we had Echo Link, we had PalTalk. And PalTalk was open to the public, and then they took all the equipment that was on PalTalk and converted it over to EchoLink. And I've been on it ever since it started out, and up through all the evolutions and what have you. And but this has been one of the weakest links and problems with it. If you're just an individual, it's not important, but if you're running a net, it's a real handicap. Hey, thanks a lot for the discussion. I appreciate it. You take care. W3ICF, I'll be clear.
Yeah, and my solution has been to take my Android tablet and just connect to the conference server, and that way I see the list, and no one can connect to the tablet, the single user thing, and that's it. And I never lose the list, and it scrolls better. KB3JQQ. Catch you later, Phil.
W3ICF, WI3J with a comment.
Yeah, Stu, let me drop these things in, you and I'll talk. Okay. How about that, okay?
All right, you want me to go over to WI3J-R?
All right. Good night, all. Good night, Larry. I see you still connected. I'm going to cut this off, and I'm going to get this thing uploaded to KB3JQQ.com. See ya.